Welcome back. If you aren't already following Naked, please take a minute to do so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Each follow means so much and it actually helps a lot. If you have more than just a minute, it would be absolutely incredible if you could leave a review and maybe even share an episode with a friend. I'm relatively new to the pod world, especially new to the things that are important in the podcasting world. And apparently reviews and follows are up there on the list of importance. So I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. Welcome to Naked, where stories unfold. I'm your host, Janelle, a once former pastor's wife who exchanged small town living for a nomadic life. The unexpected change in our life led my husband and our four kids to traveling the world. From years of being rooted in our small town to the thrill of wandering the world, our story has been anything but ordinary. On our journeys, we've met amazing people, learned their way of life, and heard their unique stories, which has led me to understand the profound impact of shared experiences. In each episode, we explore moments of transformation, guided by one single question. Is there a time in your life when everything changed? We invite ordinary storytellers like yourself to share the often unexpected turns in life. So grab a seat and settle in. This is the Naked Podcast. Have you ever witnessed an artist who is fully engrossed with what they're doing? Like they're playing that instrument and it is just like they are one with the instrument, or they are painting a canvas and they are one with the color, or they're sculpting and they're just one with the clay. There is something about seeing somebody create and be a part of the thing that they're creating where they're just so intertwined. It's like they're one. We had the opportunity of seeing this beautiful woman. It was like she was one with her instrument. We came around the corner. We were walking around in Barcelona and we heard this beautiful music. And we're like, oh my gosh, like it was amazing. But what was most amazing was when you saw her play the music. She was just completely connected with her instrument and dancing. I've never seen somebody who plays violin and is dancing and like moving around so quickly and just fully and just connected with her instrument and engrossed in the moment. It was one of those moments where it left me feeling really teary-eyed, one, because of the beauty that she was creating and that the crowd that was coming and just in awe of her skill, yes, but like how she really, really felt the music. And then this beautiful elderly couple, probably in their 80s, came up and they started to dance. It was the most magical moment. And when I saw this, I was like, oh my goodness, I need to meet her. I want to know more about why she's here and how she got here and her story. And we ended up connecting afterwards and having a beautiful conversation. And she's like, yes, I'd love to share my story. So I'm so, so excited to have her here today. I hope that you can feel the energy of the music, and we're going to play part of it in the podcast. So you'll be able to kind of get a little bit of an inkling as to what that moment felt like. And just can feel the essence that she, when she embodies and plays, it's just absolutely beautiful. So I'm really, really inspired by her. Yeah, just again, an honor when someone says yes and they're willing to be on the podcast. So without further ado, let's jump into this conversation with Anya, a beautiful soul from Poland who I'm so, so grateful I got to meet. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. To my listeners and to my one of my guests today, got Anya here. One of the beautiful things about traveling, which I've mentioned many times, is the amazing people we meet along the journey. So a week ago, it was my daughter's graduation, and we were out on a walk. And we went to Sagrada Familia. I think I'm saying that right. It's one of the most beautiful churches here in Barcelona that was built and designed by Gaudí. And we were standing up front, and all of a sudden we hear this beautiful music playing. We're like, oh my gosh, like it actually led us to go around the corner because we were on one side of the building. We're like, what is that beautiful sound? And so we kept walking and we see this woman who's just like playing. You know, when you see somebody playing, but it's like, they're not thinking about playing. They just, their whole body is playing. And Anya was playing, and then all of a sudden this beautiful couple gets out and this woman starts dancing. She's probably, I think she was 83, and she just starts dancing and feeling the music, and the crowd is just growing and like the energy is just growing. And I'm like, this is one of those amazing moments that you'll just never forget. Like you see them on TikTok, people like will show people dancing, elderly people dancing, but then when you're a part of that, you feel the magic and the hum of that. You're like, wow. It almost like made me get teary-eyed just seeing the people, the music and the dancing of this elderly couple, how engaged and in love that they were. And you ushered all of us into this beautiful, beautiful space. So after hearing you play, I was like, I need to meet this woman and find out like more about you. So I am so beyond honored that you're here today to share your story and to be a part of Naked. Before we get into, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit more about who you are and what you're currently doing here in Barcelona.
Okay, so welcome and thank you very much for invitation. I'm really happy to that to doing that. Always this kind of moment of sharing the heart space. It's beautiful and worth to enjoy. Yeah. So and that moment when we met was really extremely beautiful. I told you that I'm nearly like crying. Because I was looking at this pair, this old couple, and they were so beautiful. Oh my God. And they were acting, they had this life energy like you have from the childhood, and they never lost
Yes.
that. They had 83 and they were just enjoying, dancing, like not caring if they are looking like that or weird or funny. They were just being in this moment and just enjoying the life. And for me, this is like essence of the essence. I would like to do that when I will be old and have nothing to do around. I will be just, I've said that, set up that already with my best friend that we will be just going around the world and doing crazy things on the street, like dancing, like poking fun from people, but in a really good way, like just enjoy the life really. And that was that moment when I could watch that how it could be.
So
yeah
special, so
yeah that was
special.
really special.
So for you, right now you're just in Barcelona. I know we talked a little bit about
Ah,
that.
okay. Yeah, yes, I moved to Barcelona 3 months ago, something like that. And yeah, to find the better quality of my life, like to find a better place where I can be myself and just to do the things which are the most corresponding to my heart, to me. yeah
And you've been playing
yeah
for a long time. I remember you saying you
yeah
started
yeah
when you were younger.
I started like 27 years old. 27 years before.
Years ago. Yeah. Wow. So you've been, this is like part of you. And now you've come to Barcelona to kind of, I know you just mentioned to kind of expand, to reach more people, to play more places, to be connected with people that are like-minded, and stay here for a bit. That's your plan, is to be in Barcelona for a bit.
Exactly. I starting to notice that this city is really so open-minded, and the people really appreciating something unique, and this things which are making you special, which is my case, just dancing a little bit and playing professionally and just enjoying this moment. They are appreciating that so much, and I see that each kind of artist which are really unique doing that, his work on his way, it's really appreciated here. In comparison to different countries, different cities, it's here is really good environment. Like,
Wow.
yeah,
Yeah,
this
you
is really
truly.
what I was looking for many years, to be honest.
Really, really. Like the connection and people feeling like you're accepted in the space and appreciated for what you do. Yeah. Wow, that is incredible. I have to ask you, are you drinking tea today or do you have coffee or anything?
I have the small here coffee.
Amazing. That's
Yeah,
really
but
exciting.
also the resource of coffee. It's here more and water and coffee. Yeah, I like very much to just like small sip.
Sips.
Small.
Your cup is so cute. It looks like it's like a little doll size. It's so cute.
Yeah.
I love
I love
it.
to enjoy this small moments, like.
Oh, that is so cute. For those of you who can't see her, she has like a tiny little coffee cup, and then she has a like an actual like coffee pot beside her so she can refill it.
Because there are like two sips inside of this cup, but it's so beautiful. It's like in these oriental patterns and beautiful colors, like this gold and blue. I love this combination.
It looks hand-painted. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hello. Cheers.
Well, I guess we can kind of jump into that question that I sat with you on the side of the road and was like, you know, I have this podcast and it's this idea of sharing stories so people feel more connected and more hopeful in their journeys. And we've just really just met. And so I'm excited to see where this conversation will take us as you just share kind of the part of your life where everything changed for you. So you can take us to any point in that. I know sometimes it can be hard to choose one or to know where you're going to go. But just, I guess, trust your little, your knowing and just let it kind of unfold like a flower, like I said.
Yeah, I was thinking about that for the last couple of days because there were so many of these really significant moments in my life when something was changing very, very much. But I think that I choose this one moment, which was stopping to take the hormonal pills. Yeah, that was the moment which when I'm thinking about my life and changing my path, like a healthy path, but professional path, the feeling as a woman, feeling as a human being. This was like this, the moment, the most important moment in my life. Because as a teenager, the doctors find out that I have this polycystic ovarian syndrome. And they said that I need to take these hormonal pills for all my life. And this is not treatable disease. So if I don't want to get the cancer of my ovaries, I need to take these pills. So it was like, come on, you don't want to hear that when you are 18 or 17.
Yeah,
but I started to take that because they are saying like, okay, and threatening me with this cancer. So, okay, I'm taking that. It's convenient. And I was taking that for 13 years. And when the COVID started, I started to feel that my life is going through the glass wall. Like my life is happening behind this wall, and I'm just feeling everything through this glass, through this wall. And somehow I decided that okay, now I need to try to not to take that. And just can we swear here or not?
Yeah, it could be you. I'll just be totally you.
So I said, fuck it. I'm just quitting that pills. In the worst case, I had nice life. I will die for this ovaries, the cancer, and this is all. But I cannot live any day more with this feeling that my life is going somewhere else, behind me, beyond me. I remember when I was on a woman's circle at the time, it was the circle around the indigenous Polish songs. And that was the circle where we were sharing our experience around our period.
Okay.
And I remember, you know, that was a Zoom meeting, so you have like 10 faces there. And I said that, you know, I didn't have like normal period, basically never, because I'm taking these pills from 13 years. And the face of the woman there, the girls, like, they were like combination of feeling sorry for me and scared and sad. They were nearly crying in that moment. And I said, oh my God, this is the thing, really. Like, I haven't been thinking about that way, but this is something which is really important in life, to feel your body, feel your period. And like, so I said, okay, if that was so big reaction of women, which I'm really respecting and I really like them, So maybe there's something. So they gave me a little bit strength to do that. And I remember this moment that after 2 months, I think I stopped to take that. I came out on the yard in my family home, family town. And the first time in my life, I felt the wind. And it was like, oh my God, it was like orgasmatic feeling that, oh my God, I'm feeling that on my skin. I'm feeling that in my lungs. I'm feeling this touch. I'm feeling, you know, this essence. And I was like, oh my God, who took that experiences from me in my life? Because I've never had this. Yeah, so after 2 months, I started to feel the life again, like feel the life first time in my life, to be honest, as an adult person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know, and like slowly, small parts of myself starting to be uncovered. Yeah. And I noticed that this all time when I was taking these pills, they were just keeping me in some, I would compare that to the relation between smoker and the father. So I was just acting in my life, adult life, as a smoker, which is just serving people around, just, you know, adjusting to everybody, like not trying so much, because come on, this is a girl. Yeah, and nobody is treating the girl seriously. So she can do her art, she can do something, her businesses. But this is all like, okay, this is nice, small girl. And I was feeling myself that too, that I'm always like one step below everybody. Yeah. Like I am the person which needs to bow to everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a,
yeah. And you know,
to give to people.
Yeah. And yeah, so that was like the biggest discovering, like how the small pills, how the hormones can affect all your levels of life, yeah, all your surfaces. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And since that moment, I quit the spiritual community, which I was a participant for 10 years. Even though that was like a beautiful idea, but there was so many manipulations, so many toxic things inside. And I started to notice that this is like each kind of religion, that you have a hierarchy and the people starting to compete between each other. And from this beautiful idea, which why I came there, step into that community on the beginning, that we are equal, we are helping, we are taking the indigenous people to Poland and showing their traditions and, you know, like cultivate this kind of nature, a way of living, the healthy way of living. And it was like beautiful ideas in the beginning, and in the time it started to be something not so healthy. And with this discovering of my hormones, I started to noticing when somebody are crossing my boundaries, and there is like a thin line between being helpful and being used.
Yeah.
So, and I discover also that this Mother Teresa pattern of acting, of living, which I totally had. I had that, oh my God, everywhere in my life, in each field, which is so beautiful from, you know, from outside, and so much seeing by the people. Like they are seeing you, that you are helping here, helping there, nonprofit organization. So I was connected to that for 10 years. and like putting the majority of my energy of my life there, to helping, to expanding consciousness, to promoting some kind of healthy way of living. Yeah, but in the end, I noticed that each kind of this kind of organization, each kind of community, it doesn't matter if it's like my community was around the shaman.
Okay.
And that was like a expanding consciousness through these ceremonies, through the plant medicines, but also a lot of different kind of practice, like a daily practice, meditations, yoga, fasting, etc., etc. Yeah, so I noticed that it doesn't matter if it's a community around the shaman, it's the religious, normal religious, common religious, or it's coach community, or any kind of like big community, when you have this kind of hierarchy inside, like the spirit is gone for me. Because then it's starting to be like a competitive insight. And it's all beautiful things which are attracting you from the beginning, they are just gone. Yeah, so from that moment, again, I started taking the pills and I started to feel myself like, okay, I don't need to have any guru, I don't need to have anybody who is directing me. Like, I'm adult person, I can decide on myself, and I can be surrounded by beautiful friends which have the same values and just base this all kind of even helping or acting in life just on something really authentic, like your friends which are not with you because of the guru, because somebody, because anything, just because of you. So that was like a tough moment for me, because COVID, you know, no concerts at all for almost 2 years. That was like nothing going on. And it turns out that this all my friends from this spiritual community, they gone. That when I'm not there, I'm not existing for them at all. And it was so bitter, you know, bittersweet feeling, because when you are putting so many years in something, and then just the lens are falling from your eyes, and you are starting to see the world like differently.
Yeah, I think that can definitely be hard when you're part of a community and the only thing that holds you together is the one idea or the one religion or that connects you. It's not, you're not connecting with people on a heart level, like truly you to me, like just like because we're friends and we can connect on just because I care about you as a person, not because we are serving at the same place, but because I really care about you as a human. I think sometimes when we leave those communities, it can feel very lonely, because you do give your heart and your soul to helping the community, whatever that is that you choose, whatever that looks like. And then if you extract, or if you're not able to provide that constant giving, it can feel like you've lost a community, which can feel very empty. And I think that it can be difficult to create boundaries for ourselves. Like you said, it can feel like you're being, there's a really fine line between being used and like the boundary line, where it's like I'm a part of something, or I'm just being taken something from me. And that can be very difficult. I think a lot of people who have been in different types of organizations, whether it's religious or non-religious, can say that they could probably identify with that feeling of like having that authenticity in those relationships, people, just because you connect and you really care about the person, not because you're of the one reason you get together, that everybody gathers at this one place.
Exactly.
There can be beauty in that too. There can be a beautiful community that can come, but there can also be
Yeah, boundaries really broken, and a guilt if you're not participating in the way that you feel like you should. It's interesting that I would love to go back to where you're talking about, as a child, I'm guessing you felt the wind and you felt life differently when you had to take the hormone pills. Mm. Did you feel that? Like, I'm interested because I don't know a lot of people have been in that specific journey. Did you feel something shift at the beginning? Was it a slow, like, because it almost sounds like it created like a numb, like a numbingness between you and the world,
mm-hmm.
like a barrier. Did you feel that slowly creep into you, or is it something that you didn't realize until all of a sudden, whoa, oh my gosh, I can feel the wind when you stop taking it? When was that? Yeah, when did you realize the effects of that?
Mm-hmm. No, firstly, this I think this the circle of the woman, singing woman, just made me realize that there is another quality of life available. And they were sharing about their experience around the cycle. They were comparing this all cycle to the four seasons of our nature. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful. And I was listening to them, their stories, and it was like, wow, you can feel that and that and that. It's incredible. I was, for all my life, like adult life, I was feeling like constantly, like that was like a middle line all the time. There was no latitude here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There was no like go up, go down. There was no nothing like that, like sinusoidal.
Yeah.
There was like a flat line all the time. And I was experiencing nice moments, but it was like, okay, it's happened nice, so nice. It's happened crap. And it was like a little bit like, I don't know, like a monk or something. You're just so peaceful inside, and nothing. Like, you know, the monk life. It's I'm not telling that it's a bad kind of life living, but it's taking you away from the reality on this planet a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah, because
so you're just disconnected from reality.
Yeah, because you are in the comfort zone. Nobody is distracting you. Yeah, you are just with yourself, or with practice some pattern in life, but you are not experiencing daily life. Yeah, mm-hmm. The connections with people, just you know, earning money, finding the social, ta-la-la-la, yeah. This all spheres are gone then.
Yeah.
So I was like in this world, but feeling like this monk, like. Doesn't matter. It didn't matter what I was coming through. That was everything was flat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this moment, to answer your question, that was this moment when I started to see and listen to that girl's stories, and that I they made me this wish for experiencing that too. Yeah.
And do you find that has changed the way you connect with music, the way you play music? Like if there's a barrier between you and reality, what was that shift for you as a musician?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was completely like changing myself. And like I said, that was change on each level of my life. And the music way, come on, the music is about the emotions. It's about feeling. Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like a robot before, more than, you know, I could practice something that was sounding very emotionally, but I haven't felt that.
Hmm.
Yeah, like in my heart, in my body. And I also started to sing that moment. You know, like everything was like taking me back to my body, to my and to my feeling, and playing on violin, it's also vibrating. Yeah, each kind of music is a vibration, so if you're starting to feel this vibration in your body, it's like changing your perspective at all, like completely. Yeah. So that was a touching moment. And that was also funny that before I was composing already my pieces, and everything was like a super beautiful, like, you know, these ideas which I was putting in, there was like a high consciousness ideas, like, you know, like that was everything what I was doing, that was about the ideas. So again, about something flying, not grounded. Yeah. And that was beautiful. Yeah. I'm still thinking that it's beautiful, but it's not touching your, because we are living on this planet. We are walking on the ground. So we need to have something which is grounding us, not just flying on the all the time, just above the ground.
Right. Yeah. That disconnect. Where it's like almost, it sounds like it made your feet come to the ground and be like,
yeah,
connected with what's here instead of being over, like away from yourself.
Yeah. Like it's just about the intention, I think, that if you're going to like through the body, you can go up. Yeah, and to these higher ideas. But when you're just suspended in higher ideas, like going to the human being, like there's not this connection. Yeah, you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
But
yeah,
firstly, you need to be grounded to take somebody up, and you cannot take somebody up when you're up.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's. I heard somebody once say you can't take somebody where you're not able to go. And so I think sometimes in all facets of life, where if you have something to give, if you're giving out of an emptiness, then the void is continue. Whereas if you're filled up here and you feel like comfortable and you feel grounded in where you are, you can then give out of yourself. But if you're giving out of an empty place, which is a lot of us who are givers, like yourself, and you maybe don't have all the boundaries in place, and so you give, we can tend to give out of an empty place, which can make us feel, I don't know how to put it into words, but a bit lost in our own journey, because we're giving out of a place that's just empty. And so, and
yeah.
If you don't put an end to that, it can be very depleting, which can lead to like a mental breakdown or extreme exhaustion or adrenal fatigue and these things, because your body just is like, your body can't be willed. I was talking to a good friend of mine, an old friend of mine, about how you can will the body to do something for so long before the body's like, okay, no, I can't do that anymore. I've reached my maximum level of exhaustion that I can take. And so your body starts to give you signs being like waving a flag, like, we can't do this anymore. And you can try to continue to will it, but eventually your body just says, I can't, right? Which oftentimes is the reason why we make these big shifts, and we're like, oh no, I need to make these changes, because I'm my body's not a robot. It's my home, and it's my only home. And so if I can honor it and realize that, like, all the inner workings that are happening for us to have this conversation, for us to sleep, for us to walk and run and do these things, like, our body is serving us all of the time. And sometimes I think we forget to honor our home by pulling back, and boundaries isn't a bad thing. It's a beautiful thing to protect you.
Yeah.
Right.
And to be in authentic relations with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause if you can express yourself like freely, where are your boundaries? It's so being so comfortable for another side too, because then somebody knows what is the comfort zone for you, for him, and then you can be like yourself first time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how liberating is that, to just be yourself?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have to conform, but you can just come authentically you. That's, I think, the thing that I think many of us are looking for, especially because the world has become quite a digital world. Looking for these type of connections, like heart connections, because there's a lot of things that that don't appear real because they are filtered and they look a certain way. And we're looking for that authentic connection, which it does fill the soul. And it does like create the sparks of magic that turn into conversations like this, you know?
Yeah, so. Definitely, definitely. And this is like one small change in your perspective, and then everything like starting to act differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even this kind of conversation, your job, music, connection to your children, to your friends, it's everything changing. Yeah, but this this moment of the shift, it's always like not so easy, yeah? Because then your friends, your family, they're not starting to not recognize you, and they get used to this, using you. Mm. Yeah, they get used to this kind of life that they can always rely on you, always ask for something, and you will always be there. Yeah. And this moment of changing is like, okay, so what is going on wrong with you? Yeah, you've always been here and now we cannot rely on you. And you're so selfish. Oh my God, you're so egocentric. You're going somewhere and not thinking about settling family, giving birth to children, and you know, so many things. Ooh.
Yeah, it can be hard. It can be hard for people to, especially I think when we're not with our family all the time. I was talking about a friend of mine this the other day about how when you're raising children, they're with you all the time. Typically, they're in the house a lot. So mm-hmm. you don't really see the big changes between 6 and 7 and between, you know, 10 and 14 and these ages because you're with them. So it's a gradual change. But when you have that disconnection from the people that you, you know, you normally do life with, and then you come back, it's like, it's 6 months has so much change has happened in you and in them that sometimes it can be a big adjustment going, whoa, like mm-hmm. you've changed, I've changed. when there's those big breaks between, when we're doing life together, we can see that gradual growth and that gradual change. And it's more easy to adjust to because it's slow and it's in present time. Whereas when there's that disconnect mm-hmm. and that the kids move away or there's, you know, you're not so in close proximity with your friends or family, and then you return, it can be like, whoa, who are you? Like, there's a lot of changes that have happened to you. It can be a big adjustment. Yeah. It can feel like growing pains that we didn't know we needed, were going to be coming. And I think that life can be like that with parents, with friendship, there's these growing pains. And it's how we choose to see each other and honor each other in that. And realize that like it's your first time being where you are right now in your life at this present moment, as it is your mom and dad's first time being in this present moment in their life. They've never been here mm-hmm. before. And so we have to give each other the grace and understanding that, oh, like you've never been here and neither have I. So it's going to feel like stumbling.
Of course.
We're going to get some stretch marks on this one, you know, because the growth is happening. Might feel really quickly. So the skin is tender. The heart is tender because it's our first time in this season, which is beautiful and difficult all at the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that it's uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to add that it's so like easier to make that with your friends because you are choosing them. You can change them in the worst option, but the most difficult it's to change in the front of your family, the people which get used to so much, like they know you from all your life, and they have some kind of appearance, like not appearance, some kind of a way of thinking about you, some kind of picture of you, and like changing that, it's a really hard job.
It is. I think it is really hard to like, because people can see you, like you said, like small you, young you, mm-hmm. you know, how you were as a child. I remember my dad actually, him and I were talking just the other day about, he lived in a small community in Canada and was raised, and everybody knew who he was. He had a childhood injury, so more people knew who he was because of this accident. It was a very public thing. And so as he got older, people saw him limited because he had a disability. And so people saw him incapable to do the things that he wanted to do in his head, and he knew he was capable of, but people's limiting ideas of him made him feel like he couldn't. And it wasn't until he moved away to a new city that he's like, I felt like I could do the things now that I knew I was capable of, because I wasn't under the shadow of people's ideas of who they thought I was, which I think sometimes we need space in order to really fly.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. This is exactly why I came to Barcelona. The people doesn't know me and I can be myself. Like, okay, I'm like I am without this, all the thoughts about me, how I should be, how I should act, how can I play, where can I play. And in Poland, it's still a little bit this kind of limited approach to life. Like the people are not so open-minded, and still the education, like my music education was really tough. And, you know, from this old school where when people are just saying how bad you are and thinking that it will help you to be better musician, and trying to put you in some their pattern for life, for living. And then these young people which are studying, they are like keeping these ideas because you have that so deeply in your heart. That to get rid of that, it needs really hard work to do.
Yeah, really hard work. And leaving can be really hard too, right? Leaving what can feel like comfort into a world of like many unknowns.
Yeah, for me, it was also like one from this the biggest moments, the most important moments that I started to... because a few years before COVID, I graduated social psychology too, but that was like it was nice approach, but I haven't had this feeling that this is it, this is the solution for our emotions, for our living. And during the COVID time, I made new qualifications and I graduate the studies from the technique which calls emotional freedom technique. I don't know if you heard about that. It's a tapping solution also.
Oh, well, yes. No, I do know it.
So the professional name is emotional freedom technique, EFT.
Okay.
And I made a study from that, and I came through mind therapy too, through this method. And it was like everything was in the same moment on the beginning of COVID, like starting. And it gave me these tools to manage my emotions, to adapt to new me, and to have freedom to be like feel freely next to my family, next to my friends, to be just myself and to express myself how I really feel, and also honor that my family, it's like they are changing, but not as always, not as we would like to see this change, changes. So this method was for me like a cherish on the cake, that I was making so big work in therapies, in, you know, spiritual growing, like learning myself many stuff, like from science. And that was like the moment when everything what I knew before starting to be connected and starting to have a sense. That even this, you know, shamanic tradition, knowledge with this source of science, psychology, science, different kind of therapies, which I can was qualified to. And like, oh my God, that was so good. Yeah, and I'm still on this journey, and I'm now the official therapist of this method also. I'm running the online cabinet, mainly for women. My site, it's called The Woman in Truth.
Truth, cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And you started now, since you got here.
Yeah. I'm running that. Making now my website and everything. It's just released like a few weeks ago. And starting to record the podcast about that method and about all, you know, small stuff we are dealing with daily.
Wow.
Yeah, because this is like for me the biggest, the most precious thing in life, I think. It's to have the possibility to live according to your heart, according to your feeling inside, yeah? And this is like the most precious thing, yeah? To just be vulnerable in that and following that freely.
Yeah, like connecting to this is the core.
Yeah, like a top of the top. Like for me, it's not the money, it's not some prestige, I don't know, it's not something like differently, but just that. Because if you have that, then you can act, you can follow your passion, you can be authentic in relations, you can feel all relations and everything what you're doing, then it's changing the perspective.
Yeah. If your purpose can connect with your core values, then it's like that's where this hum comes in life, or it brings this excitement and it makes you feel alive in a way that you haven't felt before. I think a lot of times we can do things because we're trying to accumulate something, whether it be fame or whether it be finances or whatever, but it doesn't always connect to our core, which can feel like you're kind of can become stuck and unmotivated. And it doesn't really light a spark inside you. Whereas if those two can combine, your purpose and your core values, your purpose and your passion can connect, it's then when you play and it's like everybody feels it because you are in the midst of that. Like you are very present. You're not playing in somewhere else. You're embodying that moment because it's who you are. It's your thing that you're so passionate connecting to your core. And so it's felt, you know, you can hear it. You can feel it when someone cooks a meal and they love cooking and they put all their love into it. You can taste that, you know.
Yes,
it's very evident when somebody's passionate about something and they're doing their work. You can feel it in return, and you it's a different connection between the artist or the listener or the observer.
It is totally, but it's so beautiful, you know. This kind of like, you know, I was. Like maybe from that you know, I made some kind of career in Poland. I was playing like a big concert on stadium sometimes too. We were playing with my girls band. And then I decided, okay, this is not like fully tuned in me. And I'm the Mother Teresa in my girls band. I'm putting all my heart, all my energy there and have nothing like back. And I decided, okay, I'm changing. Like now the girls, my girls band is still existing, but I'm just managing them. They are in Poland still. But I said, okay, now it's time for myself. I need to do my things. And firstly, after this decision, I came to Croatia for 1 year to just recharge my batteries, discover this life, which I just, you know, starting to know. And I started to play alone, like a solo, because before I always was thinking that I'm not enough to handle this energy of people, you know, because this is so much different when you're playing with few people in the band. And this energy is like, one part on her, on her, on her, yeah.
Like like a shared feeling.
Yeah, shared thinking. Like this energy is shared, and when you're playing alone, it's so much differently. Because the people are watching you all the time, so you don't have a break in that. Yeah.
Yes.
You cannot go on site for 1 minute and come back when how I was doing in the band, yeah? Because the girl is playing solo, so I can like release, calm down for a moment, have a break, and here there's no breaks. And you need to keep this energy, because
right.
when I'm playing, there's kind of field of energy, yeah, around. And my duty here is to raise it up a little bit, yeah,
mm-hmm.
like mm-hmm. to put this intention and raise it up.
Yes,
this intention, yeah. And my intention is always like to just reach the hearts of the people and give them what they need on this moment,
mm-hmm.
just to cheer them up a little bit and enjoy this moment of reality and see what will happen then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, in Croatia I started to play alone, solo, and you know, I didn't know any clubs and there was no clubs or any places to play normal concerts, so I started to play on the street. And that was like, you know, also big mental changing, because I had some prestige in Poland and then I'm coming to play on the street, you know, like a totally beginner, yeah?
Yeah, you know, from concerts to the street, it must have been a bit of an adjustment.
Yeah, and you know, I was playing on the street, but when I was in early 20s, and now I'm after 30s, and I devoted my life to music, and then I'm on the beginning point, like, again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but the Croatia was so beautiful, and the people were so open-minded for my playing and appreciating that even on this street. And I started to see how beautiful it is that I haven't experienced this kind of moments when I was playing on the stage in this girls band. Because here, when I'm playing on the street, the people are authentic, because they have like no reason to act in some way,
yeah.
Or you know, because there is no rules on the street. You can just dance like this crazy couple, old couple, just dance or laugh or anything. What you wanna do, you are just doing. If it's catching your heart, you're stopping. If not, you're just passing by, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to see that the people really like that, and the people are starting to say to me like, "Oh my God, you were playing, and that was like a touch my heart. You were playing from your soul," and this is so beautiful moments when somebody is telling me that, because like this is my intention, but you know, you're making intention energetically in your mind, in your heart, but when it's the people are seeing that and feeling that, this is like, oh my God, this is that, this is my this is my, you know, my gift,
yes.
from them,
yes.
The message is received and taking back, yeah. And I came to Barcelona and I knew nobody here, like literally even one person, and I started to play on the street the same way.
Yeah. And you're meeting some amazing people through that. And I bet people are telling you too, like, wow, like I know when we were watching, we're like I said earlier, like it just touched your heart. Like I just was mesmerized. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to sit there mm-hmm. the whole evening and just like, it was magical because
mm-hmm.
you really do embody it and you can really
thank you very much.
Authentic. Like you're just, I've never seen anybody play like
wow.
that. Yeah, it was incredible.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's so nice to hear that. Mm. Yeah, but you know, it's like, okay, you are like a open-minded person with, you know, very conscious about life, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like, okay, thank you very much that you are, Janelle, telling me that. But But sometimes when the people like you see that they are just living in very simple way, like they are going for work 9 to 5, like I'm not telling that they are stupid or something, but they just didn't have so many opportunities to be open-minded in their life. And when this kind of people are coming to me, like I don't know, some homeless people, some people, delivery guys, the service of cleaning service in Barcelona, when these kind of people coming to me and they are telling, oh my God, you are touching my heart with this playing, it's like, wow, thank you very much. This is like wow moment, like even biggest wow moment, you know. Because they didn't have this chance, yeah, in their life to explore more, yeah, different approaches to the life and different levels of the life, but still they are seeing that. Mm-hmm. And this is amazing. This is, for me, it's super amazing.
That's probably the part that is like you said, it doesn't even compare to when you're playing with in the band, because, or in concerts, because when someone comes to a concert, the normal response when someone plays is to clap and to celebrate. But when you're playing in the streets, there's no expectation from anybody that's walking past you to stop, or someone to say, hey, that's amazing, you're really touching my heart. They're just, you really are catching people's heart as they're just in their middle of their life, whether it's cleaning or walking or sitting in a park or having a picnic. There's no expectation from anybody. And then when they come and tell you, like, oh my gosh, like, you really touched my heart. I can imagine, like you said, it's a feeling that comes from something else, because it is authentic and it is unexpected. And that's the beautiful thing about, I think, doing the thing that you love, is that when people can hear it or feel it or connect it or taste it, they can sense that. They can sense that there's something beautiful and intentional about what you're delivering, because you are a part of it. You're not, like, you're present, you're not in a robot mode playing, you're there with the people and with your instrument and with the music. It's really evident.
I think that this is it, that when you are not living in the ideas, you're just living in your heart, and you can make some idea. Like, direction of intention is so different, and then it has power. Like a long distance, distance power, not just celebrity.
It impacts people.
And playing also the playing on the street is like so healing, you know, like your self-esteem, I think.
Yes.
Because I've never heard so many congratulations for playing, like appreciating words, like on the street. And even my therapist said, okay, Anya, so each day you just write it down, what the people were saying to you, and just read that later when you will have some weak point or more sad day, just read that, because that was like authentic, that was just for you, so enjoy that. Because you know, as a musician, you need to have a little bit this perfectionist disease. Maybe even not a little, if you are going through this all education, music education. Generally, the people are freaks about being perfection. And the perfection is disease. So you're just losing your power there. You're just losing this, the whole intention, all core of the music. And here I could really heal that flaw of perfection, because on the street you have no control about everything. The circumstances are changing, So you just need to follow that and just let it go of control and just be in the presence.
Yeah. I think I think it's really beautiful that you were able to connect with your therapist on that and to take those notes and to write those things down as memories and moments when you're feeling like, I don't know if I can do this, because I think that many of us, whatever it is in life, we question ourselves and our capability. Sometimes we see ourselves as just our younger version of ourselves and be like, I'm just this little girl, you know? Mm-hmm. And in fact, it's like, no, you have this gift and you have the ability and you have what it takes to touch people's heart, to move them, to inspire them, to like, you know, you never know who's being touched by the thing that you're doing. And so it's important to show up for the thing that inspires you and makes you feel most alive, not only for you, but for those who get the beautiful opportunity to hear it. And I think I love that idea of writing down, having a spot where you write down the people that are touched by it. And whatever, I think anyone who's listening today, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're pursuing, and the thing that is passionate, brings passion and life to your heart, write down the moments when someone says, man, like you really touched me. You really, really inspired me. You really moved me. So that when you get to a point where you question yourself and your capability, that you're reminded that, no, like I have what it takes. And rebirth the courage that sometimes we need to find over and over and over again to do the thing. You know, even for me to be here with you, the podcast, there are times when I question whether or not I should be doing this. It's like, you know, who's listening and why does it matter? You know, and I have to go back to the thing. No, like it matters because inside my heart, I know that I need to do this, even if it feels uncomfortable or sometimes I question my ability to be here with whoever's on the other end, to know that like, no, we have what it takes. It's just stepping out in the courage. And like, I really, really love that idea of writing down the things that people have said to you authentically about the way that you touch them. So that's beautiful. I love that.
That is... I'm gonna
take that one.
Yes,
beautiful. I really, really appreciate you being here and sharing your story. I know you have a lot of opportunities and things that are going on in Barcelona, so I appreciate you taking the time and setting
Thank you very much.
To be a part of the Naked community. Before we sign off, I wanted to ask, I always love asking this question because I think joy is something that we often don't talk about or we overlook and we don't share. So I'd love to hear, what is the thing in your life right now that you're finding is bringing you immense joy to your life?
You know, this thing is to feel again, but not only the joy, this all, you know, this all low feelings, this all low smellings on the street. Actually, in Barcelona, I'm just walking and laughing because in one moment, in a few seconds, you can feel the beautiful flowering trees. And in 2 seconds after that, you just smelling the smell from the canalization of, you know, like a shit canalization, yeah? or the smell of burnt oil from Chinese restaurant. And again, somebody's perfume. And it's like, and this is bringing me joy, like to be the part of, like to be inside of the life. With this all curves, like this all smells, all up and downs, and just be really present in that and feel this shit, feel this burned oil, feel these beautiful flowers, like to not only suspend on this beautiful moment, because for me the beautiful, it's starting to be like, okay, I'm not dwelling in this, you know, this smell from Chinese restaurant, but it giving me some kind of reminder that okay, it's here and it's all also the life, the part of life, the biggest, which we are so much rejecting and trying to stick to this beautiful happiness moment. But to feel this happiness moment, really, you need to feel down too.
Right. It's like the pendulum swing from one to the other. You don't fully know joy. Like if there was nothing, if you're only ever existing in that space, you wouldn't really know. And so it's the ebb and flow of everything. I love how you're like, yeah, I'm smelling the shit and I'm smelling the perfume. I'm smelling the trees and I'm smelling the dog urine. Like I'm, you know, like,
yeah.
And just realizing that there's like the joy to actually be able to even have the sense of smell and be able to take in and just experience life in that way.
Like in an authentic way, in a truth way, like just as it is, and finding the beauty in this even tough moments, it's for me it's like very liberating. Even if I need to play on the street, okay, it's like temporary time, but I'm finding the joy, extremely big joy in that. And I know that this is like a step to play normal concerts. I already have some kind of engagements each weekend. I'm playing normal concerts also, but enjoying right this moment of reality, because this is all what we have.
That's right here. That's beautiful. I love that. It's been such an honor to have you here and to be. I love that you're just.
Thank you very much.
Your teacup.
Yeah. It's never-ending story.
It's never-ending, But no, thank you so much for being here and for
sharing your journey
with that. Yeah, no, I really, really appreciate it. I hope our paths find each other somewhere here again in Barcelona or somewhere else in the world.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful.
I will say just one thing, promising that it is last. But what I'm experiencing also in Barcelona, and this is super unique, that I'm feeling... that I'm walking through the day and the meeting just the right people which I should to meet. And this is like happening each day on each kind of social party, social meetings, networking, street. I'm just like reaching exactly these people, like which reality can support me and give me in right moment. And I always thought about attraction law, that it is so nice. But here it's like happening, like right day after day. Like so small miracles for me. And I'm finally, like I think first time in my life, I'm really feeling that the universe is giving me the best version of reality on that moment, which is just available for me. So there's no like... pressure for meeting more people and go playing more or doing something more. It's just when you're connected to yourself and you're just flowing, then everything, like reality, it's bending to you and flowing with you. And this is what I really, first time in my life in Barcelona here, I'm experiencing that in such a high level.
Wow.
Of small coincidences.
And it's like when you said yes to it, it's everything you knew to come here. Things just started to align. The connections, the people, just the interactions just seem to be all leading you in this continual way. Like you're on the right journey. You're here for a reason in this specific city at this specific time. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, keep doing that. That's such an
inspiration. So thank you. Because you were also, you know, my... answer from the universe, like this beautiful present from the universe, like, hello, come on my interview. Go naked, of course.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And again, thank you for
being here. You too.
I hope that our paths do cross. And until then, sending you a big hug and a lot of love from myself and my family. And thanks for being so inspiring and such a beautiful soul to be able to see and hear what you create. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you so much. That was an honor to be here with you and with your listeners. And I wish you all to keep the sun in the hearts.
Thank you so
all
much.
All day, each day, small sun inside. Yeah. With good music, of course.
Yes, of course. That's important. All right. Take care, my friend.
Take care. Ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcast goodness. This way you'll never miss out on any future episodes, plus it really helps us. And if you want to share your favorite episode with a friend, that would be absolutely incredible. This goes a long way. If you'd like to join Naked by sharing part of your story, just leave us a message on Instagram or email us at nakedwithjanelle@gmail.com. Also, a big thanks to my son, Mikkel, who is the best cheerleader and maybe one of the biggest believers in Naked, and also produces and edits all our podcasts. I am beyond grateful for him and very aware that I couldn't do this on my own. Thank you so much for tuning in and for being here.